This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It is time for our very special guest who's in studio with us this evening. Jordan Bailey, singer-songwriter from Melbourne in Victoria.
He was from Queensland.
Was from Queensland.
Now living in Geelong.
We've hijacked him. He's ours now. He's Melbourne-based.
Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
How you going?
Good, thanks.
You come up from Geelong this evening, so we're very appreciative of that for driving up just for us.
Appreciate it.
It's only 40 minutes up the freeway now.
Now, I'm 20 years old, originally from Queensland.
Yep.
What were you into growing up, I guess, musically? What were you into?
I played the saxophone for 10 years, and so throughout school I was in jazz bands and orchestras and stuff like that, and only up until grade 12 did I start writing music. I knew I could kind of sing, but I just started playing covers and then I just got, all of a sudden, just started writing songs and got really into it.
When did you realize that you could sing?
I was in the choir from grade 6, so
okay.
I knew I could sing, yeah.
As in opera? As in choir?
As in school choirs, Brian. Like a cappella groups.
A cappella.
Yeah,
kind of. More boys to men. All right, yeah, cool.
So why the saxophone? Because it's quite of a... It's a different instrument, I guess.
Yeah.
Like guitar, keyboards, or whatever.
That's right. We had a music program in 2005, which was when I was in grade 5, and that was just to throw an instrument at every kid. And so I got the saxophone, and that was the only one that stuck to it.
Because normally you get, like, the recorder or something.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Nothing wrong with the saxophone, though.
Exactly right.
Kenny G fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
You began playing guitar age 16.
Yep.
And then you discovered writing songs. So what were your early songs about? What were you sort of writing about?
Kind of really
life.
Cheesy pop love songs.
Where's the violin?
Did you sing to any lovely lady out there in high school? Did you sing Ada or anything like that?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of girls in my life around that period of grade 10 and 12, I suppose. And I think the single off that EP was about having to move to Geelong at the end of the year. And we decided to break that off just before it got too deep. And that song was called Breaking the Distance, and that's what I named the EP. That was the first one back in 2012, first
and
EP.
And year 12, your music teacher encouraged you to enter a singing competition, and the prize was you got to record an EP in a studio.
Yes, that's right.
That must have been quite exciting.
I was very fortunate. I wrote 4 songs by that time, and luckily enough, that was how much I needed for an EP. And so normally, like a normal artist would probably write at least 4 or 5 times the amount of songs that are going to be on the record. So I would probably want to write 20 songs for the next, or 30 songs for my album, or something like that. But so it was a talent competition, so there's all kinds of different talent. And I think what got me over the line was I had a song that... was my own, because a lot of people were playing covers or violin or guitar or something. I had a song that was my own, and the producer, he was judging, he very much liked it, and I was very lucky to record the 4-track EP.
Do you have any envious mates in your classroom because of that?
It's interesting, like, we all kind of had our...
Were you the teacher's pet? No.
No, we all kind of had our genres. You know, my best mate was into sport and was crazy at that, and I was the best at music, and my mate was the best at art or something like that. So we all kind of had our genres, and yeah, I think that's what stuck us together.
Because on the EP, there was 4 songs, and there's one called Goodbye, which was inspired by the death of your brother.
Yeah, that was a very tragic time.
That must have been hard to go through as a teenager.
Yeah, I did the talent comp, and then was supposed to record the next couple of weeks, but I had to prolong that a month just because that's when my brother passed away. Yeah, it's tough times.
How did you get through that emotionally?
Well, we actually got to say goodbye to him because in 2010, it's all good. But in 2010, we had another brother that passed away. He just didn't wake up, so when we didn't get to see him. But in 2012, Michael was very sick, and he was slowly all his organs were shutting down in hospital. Yeah, not to bring the mood down.
I guess so. You got that chance,
but
yeah.
Those situations, those tragedies in life, they are the best I guess, circumstances to write about.
Yeah,
it's very raw, very emotional, and very, very heartfelt.
Absolutely.
And others can connect to that, which is very important.
Yeah, there's a sense of vulnerability on stage when you've got some kind of story like that. And I think I try to tap into that emotion in every song I write, regardless if it's true or not.
Yeah.
And I can kind of understand that emotion, and yeah, it's like therapy.
Do you find you get a little bit more gusto when you're performing that track goodbye to an audience?
Yeah.
Now you're going to play for us tonight, singing live in studio. Tell us about the track you're going to sing tonight.
This one's called "I Won't Believe You." It's on the last track on the EP, Clear, and it's kind of a, I don't know, 6/8 soul rock kind of pop rock, I suppose you'd like to call it. The story talks about a relationship I was in where I'm talking in third person because the person I'm singing about is actually me, and I'm the girlfriend kind of thing.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
An interesting concept.
Wearing many hats.
Yeah. I suppose there was a bit of tragic in the relationship, and I was lying a little bit, and it wasn't, not that I wasn't being unfaithful, like it was kind of after the relationship ended, and I was kind of just trying to cut it off. Yeah, it's a complicated one. It's hard to write about being the bad guy.
Yeah.
And so that's how that came out.
Our special guest in studio tonight is a singer-songwriter from Geelong. His name's Jordan Bailey. He's going to sing for us tonight.
He's got his guitar out. We're ready to
get
go
guitar
here.
Ready. It's called "I Won't Believe You" from the new EP Clear. This is Jordan Bailey live in the Joy Studios tonight.
Well, if you don't do anything, then tell me that everything's fine. And if our hope is perishing, well, maybe I'd rather you lie. I won't believe you. I won't believe you. I won't believe you. And I won't believe you.
Live in the Joy Studios tonight, there is Mr. Jordan Bailey with a song from his EP. That song is called "I Won't Believe You."
Beautiful stuff, Jordan.
Great stuff,
thank you.
Jordan. Thanks for coming in tonight and playing that track for us from the EP Clear. Now, you're from Geelong. You do have some busking in Geelong as well. Where can they find you in Geelong?
Which street corner are you hanging out at, Jordan?
I do some busking in Melbourne too.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. So in Geelong, this is kind of selling out, but the nightclubs are very popular.
Yep.
And between the two nightclubs is a good spot where I like to busk.
Ah,
clever, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you released a single, Voices, last June, and Spider-Man Bedsheets in November.
Hang on, what? Spider-Man Bedsheets?
What a really cool title. Do you have Spider-Man Bedsheets?
Yeah, he's got Spider-Man.
I'm looking
Man
at your girlfriend here. Does he have Spider-Man bitching?
She's not going to confess. He's not saying anything.
You're going to get me in so much trouble.
Of course, the new EP was released late last month. You spent over 50 hours.
That's correct. 50 exactly, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Recording the EP over 2 months. What was the recording process like this time around?
It was interesting because we didn't get to record straight. We had to do lots of sections over a long period of time, and in a sense that was good because we could kind of hear where we're going, and maybe we wanted to do a bit of producing work with it, which is what we did. I was very fortunate to record, to be the first one to record in the studio that was recently built called Don't Poke the Bear, so that was quite an experience. Had a beautiful studio.
And you performed the tracks live at Revolver upstairs in Chapel Street last month.
That was probably the best gig I've had so far.
I was going to say, what was
did
that experience?
Did it go
like?
Well?
Yeah, I got about 150 through the door,
fantastic.
And so I was happy with that. I was stressing about the numbers, but my band was just fantastic because I was only supposed to have them as a session band, so we had 3-4 rehearsals, and they want to stay on board, so I'm really happy about that.
But it's really tough being an independent artist.
Yeah.
It's really tough, and I think if they can do heaps of live gig, that's where it's at the moment, is
absolutely
the live stuff, and just keep playing live. Some of your influences are great live performers, things like people like Bryan Adams, Ed Sheeran, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of our favourites as well.
Yeah, I like the 80s and still, like, today, how they're still going, like Bon Jovi and Bryan Adams.
Oh, but,
I love Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Love them all.
Pulls off great shows.
Now, also, you prefer to write songs alone.
Yeah.
You don't like to, like, collaborate with other people.
Yeah, well, I'm in another band currently. I don't think it's going to last too long, but it's called Cross Track.
You're doing great stuff on your own, can I just say, anyway.
I think collaborating would be quite cool.
Yeah, I've got a couple of projects. When I say I've got a couple of projects, they're bands that have written the music and I kind of come along with the lyrics and melody and be the front man. But I would love to collaborate with a singer-songwriter that would like to write a song together. And we share equal parts in the music and lyrics and melodies, and I reckon that could be something really beautiful.
Because on the EP, there's a track called Footsteps, which features guitar and saxophone. Let's hear a bit of that now. Jordan.
Oh, thank you.
That's really nice.
I really appreciate that.
It's guitar and saxophone together, which is quite unique, I guess.
And the percussion is on the guitar too.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Nice combo.
That was very fun.
Nice combo. Now, the video for that, lots of running, quite dark, it's a bit haunting.
Yes. My film producer, Will Cook from Up Creative, he came up with all the ideas and he was fantastic. So he got, like, it's hard when you're a songwriter when you've got the song in mind and the lyrics and all the music, that's hard to get an outside perspective of an idea. So we kind of shared that together and he came up with these beautiful ideas going into the Otway Rangers and running through them and having the dancer, and she's just Stephanie.
It's a beautiful video. It's very sort of haunting and quite, you know.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. The colour palette we used was a bit dark and a bit harsh, so it is a bit haunting in that sense too. But
Our special guest tonight has been singer-songwriter Jordan Bailey. EP, it's called Clear. It is available now from jordanbailey.bandcamp.com. The whole EP on digital format or physical format.
You can also find some of his previous stuff on there as well. If you are looking for his earlier stuff. And his website, jordanbaileymusic.com. And he is also on Facebook, Jordan Bailey Music. And you can catch him on Instagram, jordanbailey_music as well.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Jordan.
And thanks for singing for us.
Yes.
We always love that.
Just listening to you sing back then reminded me a little bit of Lifehouse and Five for Fighting.
I get to hear that all the time. I get to hear that a bit.
That's a good thing.
I'm not offended by that at all.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks again.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.